Hi, I'm Jeff Walters, and welcome to The Minutes. And thanks for listening today. It's great to have you along on The Minutes for the week of December the 23rd, 2024. This is a City of Thunder Bay podcast. Usually, The Minutes takes a look at what happened at Thunder Bay City Council this past week. But this week, there's no council meeting. So we have a special edition of the program with City Manager John Collin. He'll talk about his first few months here at the city and where he sees us going in the future. You can find The Minutes wherever you get your podcasts, including our YouTube channel and our website, thunderbay.ca/theminutes. If you want to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening at City Hall, just hit that subscribe button. Well, it is hard to believe, but it's just about the end of 2024. For John Collin, though, this was a year of new starts as he became the city manager here in Thunder Bay. There's a lot to celebrate this year as Thunder Bay continues to progress, and there's also a lot to look forward to in the future. And we're going to talk about the recent past and the not-too-distant future with City Manager John Collin, as he's here in the Minute Studio. John, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, I'm glad that I could finally get you here. You're a busy guy.
Well, I try to stay busy, yeah, and I've been trying to avoid you because you do so well without me that I don't think I need to be involved.
Okay, well, I finally pinned you down, yeah. So I got you down before the end of 2024. First of all, kind of let's look back at the last 6 months. You're relatively new to Thunder Bay. How are you still feeling about your decision to come here?
Oh, I love it here, first of all. I tell everybody that when I applied to the job, I did not do so on a whim. I was looking for my forever home. I have moved 28 times in my adult life. And when we talk about moves, I'm not talking about around the corner. I'm talking about different cities, different countries. I really am at a point in my life where I want to settle down. So I did my research on Thunder Bay. And for me, it fit perfectly. It checks all the boxes. I arrived here about 6 months ago, and I've not been disappointed at all. I love it here, and I now joke with people that find me a cemetery plot, because when I die, I want to be buried here as well. Right. I'm not moving. It's fabulous.
And what about your family?
My wife is here now. My four boys are all grown up and elsewhere in Ontario. She's finally come and joined me all of about a month ago because we had to close down a business we were operating just outside of Ottawa. That's done. So she's now here. And she's as positive about it as I am.
I will say that moving to Thunder Bay in December, like, that's not always the best.
Yeah, that wasn't the smartest of moves, I must admit.
Yeah, that's how it goes. And I remember when we sent out the initial news release, it said you had two dogs.
Yes.
Have they adjusted? Are they happy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've got a big backyard. And you know what? They're happy-go-lucky dogs, so it's not an issue for them at all.
Okay. So, and I said, I always like to ask, like, somewhat personal questions. What kind of dogs are they?
They're Cavalier King Charles, two of them. Bought the first one and then realized because of our lifestyle that the first dog was spending too much time by themselves. Mm. So we bought the second dog for the first dog and that we did it at about the 6 month mark. Mm. We weren't really thinking about us when we did that, I must admit. Two dogs is like two kids. It's way more than one child.
It sure is. Yeah. So, okay, well, you're a brave man. I've only got one, and that's enough.
But they're a lot of fun.
That's good. Okay, so let's go back to the last few months that you've been here. What are some of the highlights for you?
Well, I think the first highlight is just getting to see and understand the city a little bit and meet people, right? The role of city manager is not new to me. I did it in St. John, New Brunswick. But, of course, the city is completely new to me. So one of the highlights was just going around, seeing what the city has to offer, seeing how things work, meeting people, understanding their passion for the city and continually wanting to get better, and also meeting most, not all yet, but most of the workforce and seeing their commitment to this city as we move forward. I would suggest that that's the big highlight.
It is, you know, and obviously, you know, they're very different cities, Thunder Bay and St. John, but very similar in many ways as well. Did that factor into your decision?
I don't think so. They certainly are very similar cities, and I truly enjoyed my time in St. John. I mean, I had a list of things that I was looking for in our forever home. Everything from good dining options and cultural events, open space, etc. I could list off an entire list. And I really did look at Thunder Bay as Thunder Bay, and was Thunder Bay a good fit for me? And also from a job perspective, what was the potential in Thunder Bay? And the potential here is huge. And I want to be part of that as we move forward.
Yeah, that leads right into what I was going to ask you next, which was you've spoken about growth in almost every way that you possibly can since you've gotten here. Why is this so important to you?
Well, the simple answer is we don't have enough money. And money is very tight. We all know that. And the reason money is tight is because we're not growing enough. And the simple statistic that I throw out there, and I don't want to turn this into a statistics class, but if you take a look at the last 10 years of growth in the city in terms of our tax base growth, and we all recognize that most of our revenue comes from our tax base, our tax base has grown a total of 7.8% in the last 10 years. 7.8. And that's cumulative. It's like compound interest. It grows on itself or builds on itself as it goes forward. Doesn't sound like that bad a figure until you consider inflation. In the same 10-year period, inflation in Ontario grew close to 32%. So our growth rate in terms of the money, extra monies we get, is not keeping up by a factor of four. So what does that cause? Every year we raise taxes a little bit more than people would like. We raise taxes a little bit more than businesses would like. We raise user fees. And we shave the ice cube. We cut a little bit off a service here and a little bit off a service there. And that, over time, accumulates and becomes unmanageable. So what we need to do is we need to grow faster so that we at least keep up with inflation. So I'm not talking about crazy growth that we can't handle that would cause lineups and unaffordable housing and everything else. I'm talking about a growth rate just a little bit above inflation. So we have a little bit more money every year, not a little bit less money every year.
Now, what do you see changing in Thunder Bay based on how you want to see us grow?
Well, I think there's a lot of things we can be looking at. First of all, how we message ourselves, how we portray ourselves. Canadians, and this is not unique to Thunder Bay, as Canadians, we're famous for beating ourselves up.
Oh, yes, we are.
We're hypercritical of ourselves as a nation, and we over-exaggerate to make our points. I'm sorry, I'm going to give an example that I've heard a lot of times since I've been here. Our roads are horrendous. Well,
right.
No, they're not. They're really not. There's something called the Pavement Condition Index. It's a standard measure across Canada that rates the quality of our roads. We're 7 out of 10, which is considered an average rating. So do we have work to do on our roads? Yes, we do. But are they horrendous? No, they're not.
Right.
So we have work to do in terms of our messaging, our image, how we portray ourselves. But then we also need to develop concrete initiatives so that businesses understand how attractive it would be for them to establish themselves here, and newcomers, how great it would be if they come here. And now we're talking about the value propositions and making sure that we have available for them, both residents and business alike, what they want here in Thunder Bay.
Yeah, and that's no easy task to also figure out what all these different groups and communities want, right? Because
right.
We haven't really done that yet.
We haven't, and please ask me the question, what's the growth plan of the city of Thunder Bay?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, is it even written yet, right?
Well,
we're getting
ask
there.
Me the question.
Okay,
so
what is the growth plan?
We don't have one. Listen, we have done great work. The CEDC has done great work over the past years in terms of individual initiatives to try to spur growth. And they have been fabulous initiatives, but the reality is it hasn't worked for us. We do not have the growth rate that we need. So now we need to sit down, all of the stakeholders in a room, roll up our sleeves, and actually develop a coherent, comprehensive growth plan for the city. And that's what we're working on.
So let's go beyond growth here. Where else do you see Thunder Bay headed, I guess, in maybe the near future? So short term to medium term.
Well, I think that we will be able to take even more advantage of what this area has to offer. In terms of sports and recreation, in terms of the outdoor. I think there is a real buzz in the business community to do more, to expand and to increase their footprint in the region. That's very promising. I think the entire new emphasis on minerals will play well for all of Northwest Ontario, including Thunder Bay. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that are going to naturally happen. Now what we've got to do is take advantage of that naturally happening and put it on steroids, if you will, and take full advantage of it here in Thunder Bay.
Yeah, fair enough. I always joked when I worked in media, if I had a nickel for every time I had to say value-added forestry 15, 20 years ago, I could have retired, right?
Yeah. And one of the things we need to be careful of, forestry is still very important. Mining's obviously very important. But we need to have a diversified economy. We cannot continue to go down a path where if our main sector has a bit of a falling out and is not as productive or as profitable as it once was, that all of a sudden the city feels that impact more than it should. So if we have a diverse economy, it's like every financial advisor will tell you to diversify your portfolio if you have one. We need to diversify our economy. We need to welcome with open arms any business from any sector that wants to come to Thunder Bay.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe that, you know, we're a city of 100,000 plus people. We shouldn't feel like we're a one industry town.
Exactly. We should not. And we're not a one industry town. You know, mining and forestry are obviously at the forefront right now. But if you just look at, for example, logistics, we're in the center of not Canada. We're in the center of North America. We have good road networks. We have outstanding rail networks. We're at the head of the St. Lawrence Seaway. From a logistics point of view, we are ideally positioned. There's innovation happening in the health sector. There's innovation happening in IT here in this city. So it's starting to happen. We just need to encourage more of that.
If you look at the past 6 months that you've been in the job, what was your biggest surprise?
I haven't been asked that question yet. I'm not sure I have a real surprise of being here. Again, I've done the role before, so I understand the complexities and the things that can pop up at you. Have I been surprised? Of course I have.
Sure.
You know, you come into work in the morning and you're not really sure what your day will have in store for you. But in terms of big surprises, I don't really think I have one. Thunder Bay is a city with incredible potential. Some of it is untapped. I believed that before I got here, and I still believe it now. We have an opportunity here that is second to none in Canada. We have all the bits and pieces to really make this as thriving a community as we would wish it to be.
I'm not going to let you say growth as the answer to this next question, because that'll be the easy out for you. But what is maybe one thing or a couple things that you'd really like to see the city improve upon?
So other than growth, I think we can do better in customer service. Right now, and I tell this story to everyone, I've been in the job for 6 months now, and I'll get an email that comes across my desk with an issue. And even me as city manager, 6 months immersed in the job, 12 hours a day, I'll scratch my head and wonder, who should be dealing with this one? So if I have that, how can we expect the normal resident or the normal business to know who to reach out to when they have a concern, question, comment, or they want to get something done? So we need to develop a new customer service model so that we can better serve our customer base, which is both residents and businesses. So we need to move towards a one-stop customer service model, and we'll do that. I think public transit is another one where we can improve significantly to address the needs of our community. Not everyone in Thunder Bay owns a car. Not everyone in Thunder Bay wants to own a car. Lots of people believe in the value of public transit, but we do not have a public transit system that satisfies their needs. So that's another area where I think we can improve. And we can always, always improve on parks, recreation, and programming. We do tremendous work. My hat goes off to everyone who's involved in parks and recreation and the programming of events. But the more of that we can do, the better we are as a community.
Right, and that's those quality of life services.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
On a personal level, what have you enjoyed the most about the city?
The variety of things you can do. I tell this story, and forgive me, it's a little bit long-winded, but if you are a resident in Thunder Bay, you can stand in the middle of the city, wherever the middle of the city is, and within 15 minutes, you can do any outdoor activity imaginable, including all water activities. Within that same 15 minutes, you can do everything from the symphony to a street concert to a waterfront rock concert. Within that same 15 minutes, you can do fine dining to food truck. Within that same 15 minutes, you can do any sport or recreational activity that is common in Canada, and you can do all of that with no lineups. You can also do it in a city where you can probably afford the house that you're living in. And because you can afford the house that you're living in, you probably have a little bit of money in your pocket to do that other stuff. How does it get any better than that?
Yeah.
So that's what I love about this city.
Yeah, like I'm here for that reason, right?
Yeah
for sure. What do you really want to get involved in Thunder Bay, looking ahead?
Well, work-wise, I've kind of touched on it.
Personally,
yeah. I just want to get to know more people and get involved in all sorts of activities. I have a big boat. It's coming to the marina next summer. I'm really looking forward to that and enjoying our boat on Lake Superior. I also want to get involved in a number of different clubs. I haven't yet because my wife has only recently arrived.
Sure.
We're going to go to the theater. We're going to go to those waterfront concerts. We're going to do all of that because that's exactly what I'm looking for.
And yeah, you brought your wife here in the winter, so you'd better have some winter activities lined up. Do you have anything lined up for her this winter and yourself?
Well, we're avid skiers, both downhill and cross country. So that's really what will keep us busy during the winter months here.
Yeah, you're in a great city for both of those, right? So yeah. Any final thoughts before I let you go today, John?
Growth, and more growth. That would be my final thought.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming in today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is John Collin. He's the city manager here in Thunder Bay, and he joined me today in the Minute Studio. And a big thanks for listening to The Minutes this week. Of course, if you want more information about City Council, agendas, or minutes, just visit thunderbay.ca/council. If you want to listen to past episodes or maybe provide some feedback, visit thunderbay.ca/theminutes. You can also find The Minutes wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and on our website as well. That's thunderbay.ca/theminutes. If you want to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening at City Hall, just hit that subscribe button. I'm Jeff Walters. Thanks for listening this week. We'll chat again in 2025. Have a safe and happy holiday. Make it a great day.